Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Saakshi MedTech and Panels Limited H2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhumika Maheshwari from Hem Securities for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Hi, good evening, everyone. On behalf of Hem Securities, I thank you all for joining Saakshi MedTech and Panels Limited H2 FY25 earnings conference call. Joining us on the call today are Mr. Aniket Ladkar, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mrs. Mayuri Ladkar, Full-Time Director and CFO of the company. For the participants, here's a brief overview. The company has a diversified portfolio that includes electrical panels, cabinets, medical X-ray systems, fabrication service, and fire harness solutions. We will now commence the call with opening thoughts from the management, post which we will open the forum for a Q&A session where the management will be glad to respond to any of the queries that you may have. I would like to add that some of the statements made or discussed on the conference call may be forward-looking in nature, which involves risk and uncertainties. The actual results may vary from these forward-looking statements. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Aniket Ladkar, sir. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhumika. So FY24-25 has been one of introspection, resilience, repositioning for Saakshi MedTech and Panels. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And on behalf of Saakshi, I'd like to put a note over here. So while the headline numbers reflect a contraction, our internal focus has remained unwavering on strengthening the fundamentals, unlocking efficiency, and preparing for a scale-up across key business verticals. Today, I want to walk you through not only the numbers but the transformation that is quietly underway, both in the infrastructure and in the quality of our order book. Financial summary: navigating a down year with structural positivities. So let me begin with the obvious. We closed FY25 with revenues of 92.43 crores, a decline of approximately 24% from the previous year. Our net profit has dropped to 4.71 crores, reflecting the under-absorption of fixed costs and extended execution cycles. However, beneath this, there is a positive narrative. Our gross margins have improved slightly to 37.5% thanks to strong cost control on materials. Our finance costs have dropped significantly. We continue to operate with very low leverage. Most importantly, our balance sheet remains healthy, and our CapEx cycle is now starting to deliver returns. This means that while we saw revenue compression, our foundation has gotten stronger. Infrastructure transformation, new facility, and efficiency uplift. So a cornerstone for our operational reset is the new 41,000 sq ft integrated manufacturing facility, which is now ready. We will commence relocation in August 2025. This facility will bring all major operations under one roof, improve throughput and supervision, allow for layout optimization, and also, importantly, eliminate over 2 crores in annual rental costs as we would be exiting from our legacy rented premises. Additionally, phase two of the new facility has also begun, with expected completion of February 2026. This will further add production bandwidth designed specifically to cater to high volumes and long-cycle contracts in panels, as well as the defense and the fabrication industry. This infrastructure is not just an upgrade. It's a platform for scaling up. I'd like to add about the business segment and probably deep diving in the verticals. So on the control panel division side, in the EV panel vertical, we are entering into an inflection point. we started serial production for our EV panels in Q1 of FY26, and we have already clocked roughly around 4.9 crores in just around 3 months, compared to 1.92 crores for the entire of FY25. With the EV order ramping up, this vertical alone could outperform our total of FY25 revenues over the next 8 quarters. In the aviation industry, in the last 3 months, we have booked orders of 0.35 crores compared to 0.68 crores for all of FY24. This trend signals a multi-fold growth trajectory, aided by renewed demand from OEM customers. Our enhanced quality process and traceability systems are being well received by the aviation Tier 1 supply customers. On the locomotive side, we are actively executing supply chain improvements and aligning with customer build schedules to ensure consistent volume delivery, with new build orders also in place. In the defense sector, we've done around 0.4 crores of revenue realization in quarter one, which was close to almost what we did in the full year of FY24. Our product development and bid strategy in this segment are aligning well, and we expect high-value orders to materialize in H2. In the radiator industry, we are now seeing what we had anticipated, the emergence as a mainstream vertical. I am pleased to share that the radiator project has now been fully productionized. This opens up a new product category complementing our fabrication and assembly ecosystem. In the wind turbine industry, this vertical has particularly faced challenges due to delays in OEM and customer approvals. However, we remain technically ready and confident that the resolution is around the corner. Once the approvals come through, we expect a strong repeat order flow, given the high engineering value we deliver. On the project business side, our latest initiative on the project solutions is now gathering some steam. We are seeing robust traction in the inquiry funnel, especially from clients that are seeking one-stop electrical and mechanical integration services. This vertical will mainly leverage our panel and our fabrication strengths, and will be central to our growth story over the next 2 to 3 years. On the capex and capital efficiency, over the last 2 years, we have roughly invested around 46 crores in fixed assets and infrastructure. This has elevated our depreciation base, but more importantly, it has positioned us for non-linear revenue scale-up. Our immediate objective is to improve asset utilization, boost return on capital employed, and reignite the top-line momentum so that every rupee of revenue contributes significantly to the bottom line. We are targeting a double-digit RO return on capital within the next 6 quarters by tightly aligning the operations to the order book. Working capital and cash flows. While our current ratio remains strong, working capital discipline will be a key priority going forward. In FY25, the receivables and inventory days have increased, which has impacted the cash flows. We have initiated a process for interventions on these lines by introducing tighter pay terms, early payment incentives, and inventory alignment with confirmed offtake plans. The goal is to free up a significant cash that is locked in capital by FY26 of H1. Strategic vision for FY26 and beyond. So delivery on orders, not just to win them. Execution will be the driving factor behind this. Sweating our assets, our capex is now complete and the returns will start following. Staying lean and agile by doing cost controls, process discipline and workforce optimization will remain crucial. Segment-led accountability. We will run each vertical with clear ownership, profitability targets, and customer KPIs. Closing remarks to our investors, customers, employees, and partners. I would want to thank you for your patience, trust, and belief. FY24 was a year of challenge, but it is also a year of quiet groundwork for us. The result will begin to speak from FY26 onwards, which has already started. We enter this financial year stronger, smarter, and strategically sharper. Our job now is simple: to execute, deliver, and grow. Thank you. With this, I'd like to extend the call further to Mayuri for taking us through the financials.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Sakshi MedTech and Panel's FY25 earnings call. I'll take you through our financial performance, key movements on the balance sheet, and our strategic outlook going forward. Let's have a look at the revenue and profit performance. FY25 was a challenging year. Our revenue from operations declined by approximately 24% from 121.85 crores to 92.43 crores. This decline was broad-based across segments, driven by execution delays and softer demand in industrial project orders. Despite this revenue contraction, our gross margins improved slightly to 37.5%, indicating continued discipline in material cost management. Our EBITDA margin went to 11.1% compared to 16.14% last year. Net profit stood at 4.71 crore as against 11.31 crore in FY24. Consequently, EPS stood at rupees 2.67, which reflected the subdued top-line performance. Cost and operational highlights. One area of concern was our employee cost, which rose marginally in absolute terms to 15.83 crore and formed 17.1% of the revenue, which was versus 12.5% as last year. While we maintained our skilled workforce anticipating upcoming scale-up, this created overhead stress in the current lower revenue environment. Finance costs fell sharply to 0.41 crore due to reduced borrowing and prudent treasury management. This continues to support our bottom line. Balance sheet and cash flow. Despite earnings pressure, our balance sheet remains robust. Total assets are steady at 131.33 crore, with current working capital work in progress, at 13.2 crore, indicating ongoing infrastructure build-out. Cash and equivalents stood at 3.26 crore due to capex and working capital requirements. The operating cash flow fell to 3.02 crore, mainly due to a sharp increase in receivables and an elongated cash conversion cycle. The sharp increase in receivables is being actively addressed in FY26 through tighter credit control. Current ratio remains healthy at 2.92 and debt to equity is at a conservative 0.18. We are well capitalized and under leveraged, giving us room to navigate challenges or scale when needed. Capital efficiency and returns. ROE and ROCE were impacted and stood at 4.9% and 6.1% respectively, primarily due to lower earnings and a higher equity base post the FY24 capital raise. Improving these return metrics is a key focus area for FY26 and beyond. Business segment update. While we don't publish vertical level financials, but here's a qualitative update. Panels business faced softness in FY25, but we have secured a major 250 crore EV panel order. This is a transformational win and will drive revenues over the next 12 to 24 months. MedTech continues to remain stable. It is gaining strategic importance as we look to expand further in the healthcare devices domain. Fabrication and wire harness performance was in line with the slowdown in panels, but capacity investments continue to position us for scale. Key priorities for FY26. We are focused on executing our strong order book, particularly in the EV panel space, and restoring revenue momentum. In parallel, we are also working to improve collections and working capital efficiency, maintain cost discipline while safeguarding core capabilities, enhance return on capital through operational leverage, retain earnings to support growth. Closing thoughts. In summary, FY25 tested our resilience, but we are entering FY26 with a strong platform, a de-risked balance sheet, a major anchor order, and recently upgraded capacity. Execution will be the key and we are committed to translating these foundations into improved profitability and returns. Thank you. I now hand it over to the moderator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yeah, Deepak, hi.
Yeah, hi. Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just first up, I just wanted a clarification. I was going through your presentation. So we are seeing in this first quarter itself, we are seeing significant surge in EV panel supply. We have already surpassed the total revenue from all of us last year. What exactly we are implying here, and can you just explain what we are seeing in first quarter? We are talking about only EV panel supply revenue or entire company, and can you just explain that?
Yeah, Deepak, it was mentioned that whatever revenues that we had done in the EV panel business for last financial year, in this quarter itself we have surpassed that, and we continue to see regular robust traction that is coming in from those for the future coming quarters as well.
And what was your FY25 revenue from EV panels?
FY25 was roughly around 1.92 crores, and this year for the first quarter I think so we are somewhere around 4.9 crores, and so we are looking at the similar kind of a order execution, slightly given that probably the Diwali and festive season comes in, we are expecting that that number could marginally spike up as well.
Great. And what's your current order book size, total order book, company level?
What's your current order book size? I mean, at the company level, what's your total order book as we speak? We don't track the order book because these are more like scheduled orders that come in. But if we are in a position to roughly give you a number, should be around 150 crores.
150 crores.
Okay.
And what would be the execution timeline of this?
These are expected to be done within this financial year.
Within FY26.
Yes.
Okay. So I mean, given the declining revenue that we have seen in this year, now we have got a strong order book and we expect to complete it. So what sort of growth we are looking at for FY26?
As compared to last year, we are definitely growing maybe around 20-25% odd. That's what we are looking at.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, last year our revenue was 92 crores, so at 25% we reach around maybe 120 crores. But this 150 crores we are targeting to execute this year itself, right? So somewhere there is a gap, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay, my math went wrong there. Maybe let's take that.
Come again?
One sec, yeah. So roughly 35% odd is what we expect that we should be hitting that number this year.
35%. Okay. And this one last thing, I mean, our margins have been quite volatile, right? In the first half, our EBITDA margin was 14%, 15%. Second half, it was around 8%. So how should one look at it, in terms of margin?
Yeah, one sec. So probably Mayuri would want to address that.
So the EBITDA margin, so I have the from
14%. Hello?
Yes, please.
Yeah, EBITDA margins have impacted. Basically, the top line has come down, while as you can see, the employee cost has pretty much remains the same.
No, but your first half versus second half, your revenue has increased, but your EBITDA margin has declined.
So the consumption has increased here in the second half as compared to first half, and hence it's declined.
What has increased? Can you just repeat, ma'am?
Consumption cost.
Ideally what I can see is the gross margins has reduced. I mean, it was around 41%, it has come down to 34% in first half versus second half.
So what has happened as in H1, the product mix was different as compared to H2. The control panel segment in H1 hadn't picked up. However, it picked up in H2 considerably. Now the control panel segment has a higher consumption cost as compared to the fabrication segment.
Okay, and so what should be a steady state margin one should look at?
Sorry, come again?
What should be the steady state EBITDA margin one should look at going forward?
It'll be similar to as what is last year.
Okay, that's it from my side. All the way back to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to understand regarding our EBITDA margin. So when we say that we'll be better than last year, so are we planning to move to the quotient range that we did in FY24 and FY23 as the operating leverage kicks in? Is that a fair assumption?
I would request you to please repeat the question and with a little higher volume. Sorry, not able to hear.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I'll do that. Ma'am, so I'm trying to understand regarding our EBITDA margin. So I think operating leverage should help us. So can we expect a 16% EBITDA margin levels that we did in FY23 and 24 to be executed in FY26?
Yes. Yes, we can expect that.
Okay. And I see our asset base has increased from 25 odd crores. So I think it will be, once the CWIP is commercialized, to 75 odd crores. So can we execute, what would be the revenue potential from this current capacity, all the capex that we have done?
Madhur, that facility, as I said, would probably be somewhere around August of this year. So I'm not seeing a very substantial increase being kicked in this financial year, but what we have built in the capacity or the infrastructure would eventually at a point of time would be able to add in roughly close to around 200 odd crores of revenue to be executed from that particular investment that we've done.
So overall, can we expect the 350 crore revenue potential from our entire asset base?
Yes, you can safely assume that.
Okay, got it. Sir, just a final question from mine. Sir, we keep on seeing that GE is increasing their components from India and we are a major supplier, so I think GE Vernova. So how do we see the fabrication segment and the ECP segment catering to GE overall, and what kind of revenue and margin potential can we see from this partnership that we have?
So Madhur, the Vernova business you are asking specifically is still taking some time. I mean, their facility is up now. However, given the industry that they are into on the wind turbines, it's typically a longer qualification cycle time that goes into this. So what was anticipated, the timelines in terms of the new infrastructure coming up is all in place. However, right now there has been some new developments at their end where they are trying to obsolete the old models and try and introduce some new ones. And subsequently, there's a prototype development that's happening on that front, which eventually will go in for certification. So given all the scenario, we are seeing that probably at the quarter end of this financial year is where the revenue realization will ideally start happening for the Vernova business. However, the good positive point over here is that now, because this factory is an exclusive only Vernova factory, and there's a great amount of focus in terms of growing the wind energy business. So during one of their conferences, they have also indicated that they would want to in the next 5 years would want to have around 25% of the wind market share within India, and subsequently new models coming in as well. So that gives us a unique advantage in terms of making these offerings for the panels that we have been existingly doing for them, and also participating in the new business that would eventually be brought into the Indian market. To answer the latter part of your question, the revenue is something that, as of now, I'm not able to commit on any numbers. But in terms of the margins, we would be roughly somewhere around 18-odd% in terms of the EBITDA.
This is for the ECP business or the fabrication segment that will be supplying to GE Vernova?
Yeah, this is for the ECP business primarily. However, we are also pitching in for certain RFQs that are coming in on the fabrication side as well.
Okay, got it. And sir, on the company level, sorry.
But presently, the protos that we are working on are on the ECP side. Sorry, you had a follow-up question.
Got it. Sir, so overall, if I look on Sakshi on an overall basis, sir, are the margins in fabrication and ECP segment similar, or these margins, there's a margin differential between these two segments?
There is a difference on the margins for the two verticals, Madhur.
And what would that differential be?
Do you have that number? Difference between the two margins.
We'll get back to you on this question. Yeah?
Got it. Just a final question. Sir, this 250 crore EV panel order, what would be the execution timeline for this that we have?
So, Madhur, this started last financial year. We are anticipating that this is to be executed within 3 years. So that's what we are looking at.
So that was from mine, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, Madhur.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Brijesh Parekh, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, guys. Can you hear me?
Brijesh, yes, we can hear you clearly. Thank you.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Thank you, Ankit, for the conference call. My questions are in relation to your strategic plan. So we already have done all the CapEx which is required for us to grow.
Yeah.
So I just want to understand the outlook which you are looking at and the reason why we spent 46 crores on building this CapEx. So where are we headed? Because you are projecting a 35% growth. But based on what we had heard from you in the previous calls, we were already at 120 crores of revenue in the previous years, and you were projecting at that point of time 25-30% growth from there on.
Yeah.
Just because a few of the orders got delayed, we had come back to 90 crores. But what would it take for you to go to the 50% growth from here, from 93 to maybe around 150-160 crores of revenue? And also, what's your viewpoint on the market right now?
So, Brijesh, to answer the first part of it, I think so we have did mention this in the earlier investor calls as well, that one of the major customer, which was almost contributing close to around 25-30% of our revenues, was one of the key businesses that got impacted, and that was primarily the reason for the drop, right? And so that was something that was anticipated to start in this financial year. However, like I addressed in the previous question, that it looks like it is going to be taking another two more quarters for that business to actually materialize in terms of getting into serial production. So that was the primary reason where we saw that whatever we had projected, that was the impact that we faced as a business put together. So In terms of your first part of the question, in terms of the CAPEX, so two points to it. So one of them was that, which was indicated at the very beginning, was that we were working out of a rented facility. And that was more of a stopgap arrangement for one of these radiator businesses, which at that point of time we were evaluating. Subsequently, what has happened is that this radiator business has been, we have been able to successfully get these radiators tested, and that has now got converted into serial production for us. So the existing two facilities, which are own Sakshi facilities, were not in a position to execute those orders given the size of these components on the radiators that we were looking into, and that was primarily the reason for renting out a facility till we had a, it was more of a stopgap arrangement till the time we were moving into the new facility. So this investment that has come in has basically been done with the thought that this business vertical that is growing for us, we are in a position to execute those orders from that particular facility. And that is one of the major reasons why that kind of an investment has gone through. However, that facility that we have put in, we are going to grow this in multiple phases. So in the present first phase is where we have where we have already done close to around 41,000 square feet, through which we will mainly be catering to the entire of the radiator business that we had projected. And subsequently, over the phase 2 and phase 3, we will also be going in for construction for catering to our regular electrical panels business, where we are getting in, where we have already mentioned about getting into the project side. So to answer your question, where we are seeing a significant, where we are seeing the jump from 90 crores to close to 150 is basically going to be aided by the radiators business and the EV business that we have already talked about, and also the regular customer base that we are working with, and also a few additions that are happening on some new customers on the electrical control panel side, where already prototypes have been qualified now, and we that's on the wind turbine side, and that's where we'll see some revenues contributing towards that target that we have set for ourselves.
So the other question is regarding this EV panel business, wherein you have been providing it to one of the conglomerates within India. How you would have provided some of the panels. So how is the reaction of the end customer? What do you see? Do you see more orders flowing in the future based on the service which we have provided?
Yeah, Brijeshji. So that is already reflecting in the revenue or in the revenues. Like, for example, as I mentioned, last year it was, the entire year we were around at 1.92 crores, and I'm specifically talking about the EV panels. And this year in the first half of, or rather the first 3 months, we itself have seen revenues of around 4.9 crores, which is more than doubling what we had done in the entire year. So it looks like that whatever was the panels that have been designed and that have been supplied are being given a thumbs up from the customer side, and we are seeing that there is an inflow of orders for the remaining 9 months as well, and which goes into the next couple of years. So it looks like that's a good entry point for us through this conglomerate. Now we are envisioning that we could also, we would also be trying to project ourselves to few of the other OEMs on the EV side for this particular panel business of ours.
So this was not a exclusive agreement with them, right? You are open to orders from other OEMs.
Yeah, that's true. We are open. There is no exclusivity that's mentioned. However, the design is something based on customer to customer would be changing. But we would be in a position to also evaluate other OEMs in this segment.
And one more thing, Ankitji, in the last calls, you had spoken about the data centers and there is opening around that. And you had, if I'm not mistaken, some tie-up with Siemens, right?
Yes.
Is there anything else happening around that, especially with the radiator business or anything, what you can tell us about more on that element?
Yeah, so that's a good question because there's a definite connection between the radiator business and the Siemens part that we are doing. So without naming a lot of customers, what is typically happening is that these radiators are mainly going in for diesel genset systems. And these are typically for higher size radiators, for higher size gensets, typically 500 kilowatt and above, ranging up to 2 megawatt. So this kind of a requirement is typically going in for gensets, and the consumers over here are typically the bigger data centers. And that has given us an advantage of also showcasing our capabilities to these customers when they are talking to us on the radiator side. There's a unique advantage that we are getting is that we are also able to, as I mentioned, showcase our capabilities on the electrical panel side of the business as well. And in fact, we've had a few customers who have come to audit us mainly for the radiator side. But then because of the ECP side, we have also been able to display them our capabilities on that side, on that vertical as well. And because of the Siemens 61439 certification that we are having, that's primarily a requirement that is for the data center. So that is a unique advantage that we think we will be positioned for catering for these tenders or these projects that are coming in right now. So the accessibility, so what I intend to tell you is that the accessibility to these customers is now becoming relatively more easier for us because of the offerings that we are doing in the radiator side.
Okay. May I chip in one more question?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So regarding your phase two, which you talked about that you will be starting somewhere in Feb 25, is there any capex required towards that, or are we done with the capex cycle?
There's a very minimum capex that will be required. I mean, we'll not be having a capex of this size now, so maybe around, don't have the number, but it shouldn't be a very significant capex, 10% of what we've done presently, or less than that.
Oh, fair enough. Okay,
yeah.
That's it from my side. So, Ankitji, one thing, the margins on this data center and the radiator business, how are the... are they similar to the 15%, or is there a way we can think of enhancing this 15% margin? Because if you see, much of our cost structure is already in place, and the financial leverage or the operational leverage, sorry, should come in the years to come. So are we thinking of enhancing this margins from 15% to, let's say, around 17-18%?
Yeah, true. I mean, that is something that we are targeting, given that the radiator side of the business will be more on the, not on the electrical control panels kind of a margin. So we are expecting that we should, through that vertical, be making margins better than the 15% that we've done.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pavan Kumar from Ratnatraya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Aniket. We are saying basically that Vernova business might start only from Q3 or Q4 this year. Despite that, how confident are we that we can grow by 30-35% in terms of revenues? Because I felt like without that, it would be pretty difficult to achieve that tall order, right?
No, so pretty confident there because the EV business itself will be contributing roughly around 15-odd% of what was done last year. And then subsequently, as I have spoken about the new radiator part business, as well as what we have been doing on the aviation side, and few more customers that the discussions are happening right now. And when I say discussions, they are already converted into customers for us now. So pretty confident that we should be touching the 140-150, between that we should be in a position to do that number.
And are we saying the margins and whatever is the incremental business better than that of Vernova?
On the radiator side, yes, it would be.
Okay. Got it. And over a 3-4 year period, do we have any kind of targets, Aniket, in terms of revenues or profitability? Because there is a lot of fabrication requirement, but we have not been able to do that well in FY25. So I'm just wondering, what can the size of the opportunity be going forward?
So, Pawanji, we are not typically, I understand that there's a lot of business that's growing on the fabrication side. However, we would, or rather we are restricting ourselves to the fabrication business where we are in a position to have margins that we are already doing. Like typically for a lot of fabrication business that is available, the margins could be significantly on the lower side. So we have been keeping distance from trying to get into that kind of a business. So that's primarily the reason for not really approaching the entire market that is available for the fabrication side. So like, for example, typically if I am considering something that we are doing on the radiator. So it's not only sheet metal or the fabrication that we are doing, but then we are doing a lot of value add in terms of assembling the fans, blocks, also doing the overall radiator testing. So we are mainly interested, or rather we are seeing that we would like to really focus ourselves in that kind of a business rather than going in the regular just sheet metal kind of fabrication.
Pardon my ignorance, but when we are talking about radiators, what are these radiators for?
These are mainly for cooling, like the radiators.
I understand. Is this for transformers or something like that, or how does that work?
This is for the diesel gensets, for cooling diesel.
Thanks, sir. That was from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Yeah, first question I have is, what kind of quantum of orders have been deferred from the wind side? Could we have the number for that?
What were the orders that were deferred on the
wind side, yeah.
Yeah, so as I mentioned one of the questions earlier, that close to around 25% of our revenue is what was contributing for the wind turbine business. And that was what we basically had a hit. So effectively, we can say that that is the kind of percent, or if I have to put in terms of numbers, around 25 odd crores of order book is something that has been deferred for us.
Okay. And on the EV business, so for the first 3 months, we did around 4.9 crores. So do we expect a similar kind of run rate for quarter on quarter around 5 crores, hitting around 20 crores for the year?
Yeah, I think so. We probably might just exceed that. But yeah, to be safe right now, we can consider that we should be in a position to do roughly around 20 crores.
Okay. And on the margin side, so this year we had a higher percentage of fabrication revenue rather than the EC panels revenue. And I think because of that, we were hit on the margins as well. So what will be like the product mix going forward from like fabrication side and the EV side?
So we have not intentionally, or rather there's no
strategy as to which of these businesses should be more focused on. It's mainly where we are seeing value coming in is what our focus would be. If I'm not wrong, just to make a slight suggestion over there, I think so on the fabrication side, presently our margins are better than the electrical control panels business.
Okay. I just wanted one clarification. A previous participant asked that we expect to hit about 16% EBITDA in FY 2026. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes.
And
What was that?
16% EBITDA for FY 2026, is that what you're targeting?
Yeah.
Okay. For the Vernova order, you said that the ECP will give us around 18% of margins. Do we expect our business to drive towards those margins in the next two to three years?
Yeah, most definitely, yes.
You'll be scaling up from around 16%-18% in two to three years?
Correct. Because we don't see a significant CapEx investment cycle that's coming in through. We should be aiming to reach that kind of numbers.
Do we have any orders on the radiators at this point, or are we still in the process of prototyping and approvals?
No. We have already executed a few orders now. Yeah, orders are already in pipeline, or rather some of them have already been executed and further are in pipeline.
What sort of revenues are we expecting from this segment in FY 2026 and
2027? Mehta, presently it is from the existing customer that we are seeing should be roughly around $1 million. We are seeing few more customers that are interested in this business, and there are some discussions that are also happening on those lines. If we are able to convert them, then that number would be quite different from what we are estimating right now.
We have an order book of $1 million. Is that what you're saying?
Over the next two years from that particular customer, yes.
Just last question, what sort of seasonality do we have in the business? Is our first half or second half, do we have a 40-60 ratio or anything like that?
Yeah. Typically the first half is slightly subdued. Generally, the second half is where we generally see revenue increase as compared to the first half.
Any ratio or percentage you can give on it?
60/40. Roughly around 45% to percent is H1. Yeah, you can assume between 40%-45%.
Okay. Yeah, that is it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nilesh Sharma from Anand Rathi Skycon Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for your numbers.
Thank you, Nilesh.
GE has historically been a major client for us. How are we actively mitigating the risk of customer concentration? Is there any new strategic collaboration or partnership in pipeline for diversification of customer base?
Yes. GE has definitely been one of the major customers, and we continue to see a very healthy relationship within that particular business as well. Apart from that one particular incident that has happened, I see that we are doing more with them, and we continue to do more with them. Strategically, they will continue to be our target customers. However, in terms of your question, where we are trying to also mitigate our dependency on them, all the ideas that we spoke about in the questions earlier about the EV panels business or on the radiator side, that's all from the non-GE customer base. So that's how the business is presently trying to de-risk itself from that develop from GE. However, having said that, GE continues to really be a big player in the Indian industrial market, and we would definitely want to continue our relationship with them.
Okay. Sir, is there any update on GE Aviation factory which they are planning in Pune as per our latest con call?
Yeah. As per their latest con call, I'm sorry, I didn't get the question.
In our earlier con call, you have mentioned that GE Aviation factory is planning in Pune. So how this will be beneficial for us?
Yeah,
Or is there any update they have started the operation or not?
Yeah, they have already started the operations. And as I mentioned during the update, that we have already done close to around 0.35 crores of revenue with them. So this is what we are presently doing for them. This is purely a labor kind of business for us. And we are seeing that the qualification of newer part numbers is something that is happening for us. So that's mainly a multifold opportunity that is coming towards our way by getting involved in the aviation business for them.
Business. Okay. And sir, as you mentioned that our new facility will be operationalized very soon.
Yeah.
When we expect our new facility will be operationalized very soon in 2026, when we can expect the optimal capacity utilization of new facility?
So just a correction over there. It's February 25 is when 26 is when our second phase starts. We've already started. August of 25 is when we will be doing the first phase of it. This facility is a significantly big factory that we have invested in. However, the construction is something that we have intended to do in multiple phases. So getting to fully operational is going to be maybe around 3 years of time till we are completely able to exhaust the entire infrastructure over there.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
So just a clarification, sir. The phase two and phase three, will they be providing additional revenue potential for our business apart from the 200 crore in the phase one, or 200 crore is the overall revenue potential of the facility?
Yeah, it will be an overall potential from that facility.
Got it. Sir, if I look at our customer base, sir, these are all very large MNC kind of clients. Sir, so what would be the average timeline for a new competitor to get into these customers and start providing them their products and like start manufacturing for them?
So Madhur ji, this will typically depend on what industry that we are talking about. So for example, if you're talking about the aviation industry, that could be anywhere between 9 months to 2 years of time, given the certifications like AS, NADCAP and all these things. On the radiator side of the business, because it's an exclusivity agreement that we've signed in, I don't see a potential of that happening. On the electrical control panel side, of course, around 6 months of time for any new competitor to come and make proposals, get the product certified, and start competing against us. Yeah, so these are typically the timelines that we are looking at.
Got it, sir. And sir, how big is this radiator opportunity if I look at, sir, we had mentioned that we are supplying to Rolls-Royce and we have some 44
requirements for radiators. So overall, if I look at next 3 years, how big could this opportunity be for Sakshi?
Could be around $4 million is what, $4 to $5 million is what I am estimating this could be in the next 3 years.
Got it. And sir, are there any plans to like gain some additional products or additional business from these customers? And where are we on that? Because sir, I read somewhere that earlier with GE, we had doubled the number of products we were approved on. So, like, when can we expect this to flow into our revenue and new business wins overall?
So that has already happened, right? So the aviation side, although the number doesn't look big because it's, as I mentioned earlier, this is more of a labor kind of a post-processing operations that we are doing. But those are the areas where we are seeing additional businesses that are coming through for the aerospace business. From the radiator side, as I mentioned, that typically these customers that we are trying to target are mainly from the diesel genset side, where electrical panels is also one major requirement. So we are effectively trying to pitch ourselves for a customer that is interested on the radiator side to also evaluate us for the electrical control panels business. So that is how we are trying to target that within the existing customers, we are trying to increase the market share or rather the business share.
Got it. So just a final question from him. Sir, what is it we supply in the aviation sector? I didn't get it. So are we supplying ECP or are we supplying some fabrication to this sector overall?
These are fabrication components that we are supplying into the aviation customers.
So this would be a very high margin business, like based on the understanding that I have.
Yeah, this is typically would be on the higher side. However, being a labor business, you would definitely see that the margins would be significantly higher as there is no material contribution coming in here.
Okay, got it. Sir, that was from my side. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Sunil, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Aniket.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned there are 150 crores order for this year and will be executed in this financial year. So if I calculate, that will be roughly around 60%. So are you saying that from 93 crores, the revenue will be somewhere around 140 to 150 crore for this financial year?
Yes, that is what we are targeting.
Okay, thank you. Also, what is your vision for next 3 to 5 years and what could be the, say, peak margin during this 3 to 5 years?
For the next 3 to 5 years, as I mentioned, that the existing new factory that's coming in, once we see that kind of business realization in the phased manner, we would be doing our capex investments. The potential to do the business from that particular facility, as I mentioned, was roughly around 200 odd crores. So what we're seeing is maybe around like 5 years timeline, we are seeing that facility should be completely operationalized and giving that kind of a revenue. So roughly we could add another 200 odd crores on our existing margin, on our existing revenues is what we are targeting for the next 3 to 5 years. In terms of margins, because as I mentioned, won't be any significant capex, we would definitely be improving from what are our existing margins.
So, will there be any improvement, say, like 16%? Because I can see from overall financial for last 5 to 7 years, 18% was something which was the peak margin. So are we expecting that in future we can reach the margin of 18 to 20% or 18 is something which will be the top?
So around 18% is what we are seeing that we should be in a position to achieve, yes.
Okay, yeah, thank you. And also, say for example, from the growth perspective, if you're saying that for this financial year, the revenue would be somewhere around 140 to 150 crore, what could we expect for next 3 years? Can we expect like growth of between 20 to 30% going forward?
Yes, ideally that is something that we would want to target at least.
Okay, yeah. And one last one if I can pitch in.
Yes.
Under the defense sector, do we see any kind of bigger opportunity, say, in coming few years?
Yes, I mean, defense has been a relatively new opportunity for us. We've just started doing it at the back end of last financial year. And we are definitely bidding in for a lot of new RFQs that are coming our way. So defense is an area of interest for us, and we are also getting ourselves prepared in terms of the certifications that are required for trying to cater to that business. So most definitely, we do look at that as a growing opportunity for us. However, we as of now are of the strategic opinion that we would want to do this through the private, or rather the domestic private defense players, rather than doing it on the government side. So we'll try and see how we are trying to really go about that, catering to that particular business. But on the private defense customers, we are already seeing some aggressive order book that's, or not the order, but the inquiry base that's coming in.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Aniket. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time and fairness to others, we request you to restrict to one question per participant. The next question comes from the line of Pawan Kumar from Ratnatraya Capital. Please go ahead.
I had only one follow-up question, which is, Vernova, we said it was 24 crores in FY24. Once that particular business starts back, maybe in Q3 or Q4 of this year, what might be the potential? Can it be 50 crores or 100 crores, or is it going to be in the same range of 25-30 crores as it was previously?
So Pawanji, the point is that if we traditionally see how this business was run within GE, was mainly through a kind of a sister company kind of an arrangement, where through within GE there were multiple businesses that were being operated. Because of this new restructuring that has happened, now that Vernova business becomes typically a independent entity catering only on the renewable energy side of the business. So my expectation is that they should definitely be expanding their business reach within the India business substantially. So what my interpretation of that is that for us, that number would definitely be significantly higher than the traditional 25 crores that we have been doing.
Okay. Thanks, Aniket.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we request you to restrict to one question per participant. The next question comes from the line of Sumit from Parami Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Sumit.
Sir, I had one question regarding the opening remark. आपने बोला था कि 4.9 करोड़ का जो हमारा सेल्स हुआ है ईवी पैनल्स का, तो इट रिप्रेजेंट्स हाउ मेनी यूनिट्स ऑफ इलेक्ट्रिक सॉरी पैनल सप्लाई वी हैव डन, एंड आर देयर एनी कॉम्पिटिटर्स अपार्ट फ्रॉम अस हु आर डूइंग द सेम थिंग?
So Sumit ji, I probably might not be in a position, or I rather not having the data right now in terms of how many panels would that effectively convert into. But my estimate is that that should be somewhere around. I don't think, I mean, I would not be fair enough to give me a number. I am not in a position right now. In terms of exclusivity or in terms of any other competitor, yeah, of course, there are players in the market who are also offering similar kind of panels. However, for this particular business that we have already won, there is a share of, there's only another competitor with whom we are bidding in for, or rather working against for this particular order that we have.
Okay, that will be all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Prajesh Parekh, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Ankit ji. Just one question, Ankit.
Yeah?
Ankit ji, sorry. How are you growing, trying to grow the organization? Because currently, it looks like you are spreading into a lot of segments, and you also want to build various units at this point of time. So how are you going to manage it all in terms of the organization? You also want to manage, because your presentation shows that you want segment accountability. So each vertical, you want clear ownership of it.
Yeah.
So how do you think of growing this unit and the organization as a whole?
Yes. So fortunately, the units that we are right now are operating out of, and the new facility that is coming in, are within 3 kilometer radius. So we are that way not spread very thin enough in terms of the time travel. And that was one of the major reasons for the investment at this particular facility. Now, in terms of the verticals, we are definitely when the accountability we are talking about, we are right now developing line leaders who would be responsible for these particular businesses, and that is how we are trying to drive business growth in these particular verticals. And of course, very soon we should be having leadership coming in on the management level. That's also something that we have been evaluating for quite some time. And I think so we are almost there in terms of doing some additions.
Okay, sure. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I would now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhumika Maheshwari from Hem Securities for closing comments.
On behalf of Hem Securities Limited, I thank Kashyap sir and Mayuri ma'am for giving their time and responding to all the questions in a detailed way. I would also like to thank all the participants for joining us on this call. Now we will end the call.
Thank you. On behalf of Sakshi MedTech and Panels Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.